In this video, I want to talk about your unique, inspired, authentic life and what does that really mean? And how do we actually use the oracle as a means of finding out what that means to us individually? So I'm actually going to do a reading for everybody using the WOTO deck, Wisdom of the Oracle, to help us actually hone in on what that could mean. So let's actually first talk about the word unique and what that does, like when we say I'm unique. It's kind of like, you know, when we think about it, it imagines us to be separate from others, but that's not really what it means, because that's where we go right away. I'm unique, therefore I'm not like you. But the truth is, every single human being here has a unique purpose. We just get into trouble when we start comparing ourselves with other people. That's when that concept of separation comes into mind. But if you can see yourself as unique, unique as a note in a symphony, where you are you being you, when you are pinging in alignment and in coherence with your highest good, since we talk a lot about that word recently, what does that sound like if you're a note? Well, you're totally in tune. And that's what we're talking about. That when you're your unique self, then your unique legacy, which means everything that comes from that, every decision that you make, every choice that you make, every action that you take, everything that you choose to do in service to the rest of the world, in service to us, then becomes your unique legacy. So I'm going to ask you a question. What do you want to be known for? Like when you see yourself at the end of your life, and as a medium, most of you know, I talk to dead people. That's the thing that I find most fascinating when I end up talking to people who have already left their bodies behind. And their concern is more about who they hurt, what they wish they could have done differently. If they only knew in life what they knew in passing, those kind of things come up. But I ask you, wouldn't we like to get there and not have those questions? You know, like not be disappointed that we didn't allow ourselves to be our perfect note in the symphony of life? And that's never going to be perfect, but the point is that uniqueness is what perfection is. It's not about being perfect as we think it is. We can have a gazillion flaws, and the beautiful thing is that it is that unique pattern that makes up our life. If we are fully conscious of that and accepting of that and always looking for the highest good, then miracles can and do happen, and they happen through us. And that's the idea of being unique, no one being like you. So let's actually do a reading. I'm going to do a 3-card reading on how do we as a group, how do we in the personal mastery group, how do we take steps, so these are next right action cards. What's our next right action? To find that unique note that each one of us has. Now, granted, most of us have a clue. We do have some clue, but what else do we need to do? And there's going to be 3 things that we need to do. So let's do it. And I think this is going to be really profound. So I'm going to ask, this is a message from Spirit. We're going to ask Spirit to guide us, the Spirit of the Oracle. We're going to ask the WOTO Spirit to guide us all in our endeavor to claim our uniqueness. Awesome. Okay. Thinker is the first card. So I'm going to read it to us because Thinker is all about the balance between the logical mind and the intuitive. So we want to spend time pondering what we love to do, what excites us, what inspires us. And that takes the thinking mind to sit itself down, engage in thoughtfulness. And that's what's called for us to do. So I'm going to read it for everybody. And it's card number 44. The ability to reason and strategize is the focus now. Take things at face value and follow the logical path. Your calculations will prove to be correct, for in this moment there is no deeper meaning than what is obvious. Things are exactly as they seem. You have all the information you need. Keep it simple and you will win the game of life you're playing right now. So what that means is that we already are. We already are the unique self. We don't have to look beyond. We have enough information about ourselves right now, about everything that we are, everything we've experienced up to date. We know ourselves enough. It says right here, you don't have to go past what's already there. It's right here in front of us. And so this is really about that inventory of our desires, our wishes, our inspirations, you know, the things we know, what are we willing to do? All that information is there. And the logical next right action will show up for us. And the next one makes total sense because it's time to go. So what this is about leaving behind what no longer serves. We cannot serve. The anchor card is the first card, remember? So how does the second card serve the first? Well, it tells us that when we do that inventory, which we see what is logically there, and that's calculated too, it's like, okay, we're actually sitting down to do an inventory. We're taking a look at all these different aspects of self and things that we desire, things that we want to create in the world and in our lives, like things, even like things that boil down to an actual thing, like a new home or a partner or any of these things that we would like to manifest. Like, this is important. Right? It's like doing a vision board in a weird kind of way too. I think that's what the thinking card does too. Say, like, put it in front of you, like make it obvious. And the time to go is, well, there's certain things that aren't on that list. And there's certain things I'm going to have to leave behind. So it's also really, I think, in order for us to understand what makes us unique and what our legacy will be, what doesn't? So we got to leave behind the things that we're not willing to do. Like, I am not going to be a famous recording artist anymore. That dream of mine is history. Do I love music still? Yes, I do. That is logical. And will I do some more music again? Yes. Am I going to be logically and calculatingly able or capable of pursuing a music career? That would be a no. That will go along with this one. So this is really good for you to say, okay, well, what am I going to give up? Because I can't be everything. If I'm going to be my unique, inspired, authentic self, my uniqueness can't be everything. Right? So this is how we chisel away the stuff that's no longer appropriate for us. And so the time to go represents that. But let's read it. And that's card 45. You are at the end of one journey, have not yet begun the next. And this is the moment to bless your experience thus far. Take stock of what you've learned. How perfect is this? It's time to move on to new experiences and a new way of being. There is nothing left for you to do, be, or experience in your present circumstances. This is relating to what you need to let go of. Take the risk and move on. Even if you need to be in transition for a time, your destiny is calling you. So, destiny really calls to us when we are driven by our uniqueness, not when we conform or only follow the conditioned automatic self. That becomes this kind of a self that we wonder, like these people when they pass away that talk to me, geez, I wish I had done this differently. Geez, I wish I had really been more myself. Because that's typically what they say to the people who are alive. Drop the pretenses. Be you, you can do it, right? So why don't we do that now in real time? And the last card is chop wood. it's just more work, more story in motion. It's totally perfect. So how do we get to be unique? We just have to do it. There are times when the big dream is meant to lie dormant in your consciousness so you can pay attention to the simple chores in your life. Consider why pruning a tree is the forerunner of delighting in the beautiful blossoms when it is in full blossom. The mundane act of pulling off dead leaves, watering the soil, and then leaving it to let nature take its course is an important step in manifestation. Taking your attention away from your goal brings you into a state of receptivity. This is a deeper purpose for releasing attachment. Then you engage in everyday tasks in a meditative, contemplative way. You clear your energy to receive your aha moments, which bring you ever closer to what you seek. So there's no magical piece. The magic is to stay present in your day-to-day, and then you start to see who you really are by how you engage the world. by everything that you've learned so far, seeing what you don't want to bring with you on your journey, what it's, you know, you want to start something new and fresh. Your unique, authentic, inspired life, or unique, inspired, authentic life, whichever way we look at it, has to come first from you being you and you getting to know thyself. That's what personal mastery has been all about. It's been about knowing yourself. So let me summarize this. As you know, for the past six modules, we've been talking about anchor cards, that the anchor card is the card that starts out the whole conversation. So when you do yours, you're going to do three cards around your uniqueness. And remember what uniqueness is? It's you being that beautiful, in-tune note, in alignment with your highest good, doing the things that only you can do, being the you that only you can be. So this first card about the obvious logical next thing is like, what could you be? What can't you be? All those things. That next card should give you some information that will help you understand the anchor card a little bit better, because that's really the basis of the conversation. And then that third card gives you some more information. So that's how we're playing this. These are the next right actions. First one, the thinker. Second card, time to go, tells us more about the thinker. And then what else do we have to do? Chop wood was the last card. So this is the doing, but always remember the anchor card is the anchor of the doing when we do. It's the doing when we do. And I'm going to come back to you on the next video when we talk about what authenticity is and do another three card reading to find out what our next right action is all about, how to be authentic. See you there.